For nearly two decades, Philadelphia Congressman Chaka Fattah has coasted to re-election. It might not be so easy this time around. The veteran Democrat is running while facing federal corruption charges and as a result has attracted many challengers. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports that Fattah nonetheless may still win another term.
Inside the grand ballroom of the Pennsylvania Convention Center, the smell of syrup wafts from dozens of tables filled with some of the city's most recognizable faces. School Superintendent William Height and legendary music producer Kenny Gamble are among those here for this Urban Affairs Coalition breakfast event. There are city council members everywhere, and Congressman Chaka Fattah is working the room.
Yeah. So I heard you on the radio, too. You're doing your thing, too, man. So I keep track of
I'm enjoying it, you know?
Fattah says he always attends the event, but when you're running the biggest race of your career, he says it can't hurt to touch base with a room full of influential voters.
I'm not campaigning in a political sense, but it is an opportunity when you are the incumbent. The best thing you can do for a campaign is to do your job. I mean, that is, if you do the job that you want to continue to do, that is the best kind of marketing as whether or not one might want to select you to do that job, right?
This year's election isn't business as usual.
Good morning. I'm Zane David Memicher, United States Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Joining me this morning...
In late July, U.S. Attorney Zane Memicher stood before a room of reporters and outlined a 29-count indictment against Fattah and four associates. The dizzying 85-page document covers five schemes the group allegedly participated in for personal and political gain. The one getting the most attention alleges Fattah's 2007 mayoral campaign took an illegal $1 million loan, and then the congressman used a pair of nonprofits he founded to help repay the loan with charitable and federal dollars. Fattah maintains his innocence and calls the case against him a smear campaign.
They're frivolous charges, but if someone alleges something about you, we have the best system in the world to vet that, right? It's an American courtroom.
Fattah's trial is scheduled for early May, 6 days after the Democratic primary, the election that will effectively pick the next leader of the 2nd Congressional District. Roughly 80% of voters there are registered Democrats. Smelling political blood in the water, four people are running against Fattah. They include State Representatives Dwight Evans and Brian Sims, Philadelphia Ward Leader Dan Muroff, and Lower Merion Township Commissioner Brian Gordon. Fattah says he welcomes the challenge. In fact, he's a bit energized by it.
It's a rejoiceful moment in as much as what we can do now is we can have the voters of the district ratify the work that I'm doing and authenticate the fact that I'm representing their interests in Washington.
Fattah predicts he'll soundly win a 12th term in Congress, but he's not taking any chances. This time around, he's carved out days on his calendar for hitting the campaign trail to talk up his record.
There are tens of thousands of families who have benefited from my mortgage foreclosure relief effort. There are tens of thousands of senior citizens who benefited from work I've done to provide support services for seniors. There are young people and their families who benefited through my work in education.
Not to mention the millions he steered towards streetscape and transit projects across his district, which includes Northwest Philly, West Philly, parts of North Philly, and now a slice of Lower Merion Township. Talk to ward leaders and voters in the district, and you'll find that Fattah's confidence isn't just hot air. Greg Spearman leads the 60th Ward in West Philly. He's one of roughly 20 African-American ward leaders who are backing Fattah again.
I mean, I haven't heard any reason not to support him if he says that he's innocent. That's what I would want my constituency to do. That's what I want my supporters to do. And so I got to take him at his word.
Longtime Powelton resident Elaine Simon is concerned about the indictment, but says she's willing to suspend judgment until the trial.
I guess I'm slightly sympathetic with a level of desperation that the candidates end up feeling, particularly if they're not self-funded and, you know, the what it takes to run an election these days.
That attitude changes when you head to the suburban parts of Fattah's district. In 2010, redistricting redrew the lines of the second to include parts of Lower Marion Township in Montgomery County. Marion resident Rich Wattman says he won't vote for the indicted congressman.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Every politician who gets in trouble like this, the first thing they do is say, you know, people are out to get me. Well, I just believe that there's got to be some truth to it somewhere, or else, you know, the allegations wouldn't have been made.
Larry Marshall of Narberth is a bit more blunt about his distaste for Fattah.
He was a loser before, he's a loser now. So would I support him? No.
Fattah probably won't need Marshall's vote to win, but he will need a lot more money. A candidate in a competitive Democratic primary could easily spend $3 million or more. As of the end of September, the most recent filing, Fattah had less than $3,000 in his campaign account. Fattah says he's not worried about fundraising. It's the votes that'll get him reelected. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.